The Big Apple rolls out a new traffic app that will allow drivers to feed meters remotely. Could you soon digitally pay your parking meter?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. The New York City Department of Transportation kicked off a brand new program that essentially allows drivers to pay for on-street parking remotely. There's an app for that. It's actually called Park NYC. Those days of running to your car only to find your ticket being written on the spot could be a thing of the past. One day, this is a good start. Joining the Tech News Briefing now with the latest is Wall Street Journal reporter. He covers police and crime for the Journal, Zolan Kano Youngs. Welcome, Zolan.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is a godsend for anyone living in New York City or any city, the ability to basically feed a meter remotely. The program is called Park NYC. How will it work? Can you break it down for us?
Yeah. Okay. So basically, the program is in partnership with Park Mobile, and users will download an app and enter their license plate information. Then when they're in their car and on the street, after they find a parking space, they will get out, and just like you would see a street sign, you'll see basically one of these zone signs, these blue signs with a number on it. You'll type that number into the app, and Park NYC basically gets that. And from there, you select how long you want to be parked there, whether it be an hour or 2 hours. But let's say you put in an hour, then it automatically, basically you load your account with increments of $25, and it would take away from that, similar to like an Easy Pass. And then, you know, this is how they market it. If you're in a movie theater, like in a store, then you'll get a notification when you're reaching your max time, and you'll be able to actually add time right from your phone. Yeah, they're saying it's mainly convenience for New Yorkers. There's supposed to be an app to make everything easier.
Sounds good to me. So it's been live for about a week now, I guess. How have the responses been like?
Well, it's hard to say now. They had, just when they had the press conference for this on Monday, by the afternoon, already 1,800 New Yorkers had registered for the app.
Wow.
So it's a pretty good amount. And I mean, if you look at other cities as well where Park Mobile is, they've got 1.5 million users in the Northeast, and 5 million across the nation. People in Boston, Washington, D.C., Hoboken, a bunch of other cities around the Northeast have all been really raving about it as well. So it seems like the response has been, going pretty well. And like you said, parking is pretty stressful in the city, so I'm sure a lot of people will appreciate this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. For the parker, obviously this is great, but are there any concerns from the city's standpoint about congestion, about how this impacts enforcement, anything coming to the table in terms of things people are thinking about?
Yeah, when we asked the Department of Transportation Commissioner about that, she said that she wasn't too concerned about congestion. There was also a question about whether there would be a certain increased price on certain parking spots that people tend to use more than often. And they said they didn't think so. But I think it's something worth looking into, possibly for a follow-up. You know, is this going to encourage more people to drive to New York City now that they know that they won't have to pay a lot of money to use a parking lot
right,
or something like that? I think it's something worth looking into. I'm also curious, just another thing in terms of the program, how long it takes them to roll out to the other boroughs.
Well, that was what I was curious about because, there's four other boroughs
right.
that can certainly use
right.
it.
Right, right, right. And right now it's only between 14th and 59th Street in Manhattan. So it is interesting. I mean, there was a similar similar rollout with the Link NYC program.
Okay.
The public Wi-Fi program in New York City, and they actually faced delays in rolling out to the other boroughs. But at the same time, there were a lot of different factors that went into building the infrastructure for public Wi-Fi as opposed to this app. You know, when we asked them about the rollout, they mentioned training officers to use this as well, since this syncs directly with their devices, installing all of those zone signs as well. I don't know. It's interesting. They're saying right now that the completion for this should be mid-2017. I'm curious if they follow through with that.
So, Zolan, is there any concern that this gives enforcement too much leeway?
Right. I think it's actually a boost for transit officers. At least that's what Chief of Transportation Chan is saying. Basically, you know, if officers are spending less time giving out tickets, and you would think that they are, if people are getting notifications straight to their phone that they're coming up on their max time,
right,
then they will have more time to do other things that in areas where they're needed. So, you know, you would think that this would give officers even more leeway. And by leeway, I mean free time,
right,
to enforce other things that might be more important than giving out parking tickets.
We're talking the latest and possibly the future of digital parking. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Zolan Kano-Youngs joins us with the latest. So, Zolan, I'm guessing if all goes well eventually, I mean, I'm sure our listeners in other states are, well, that's really nice for New York City and these big cities as well. But do you see a scenario where, I mean, we are in this digital age. I can't imagine that one day this won't be the norm.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing that they're really emphasizing right now is that, you know, as opposed to the Link NYC program that's replacing payphones, mm-hmm, they're saying that, you know, the traditional method of putting quarters and, you know, the meter will still be here. And it sounds like they don't have any intention of getting rid of those. But like you said, I mean, you know, the world is working through apps now, you know, and everything's getting digital, and it does add a level of convenience. So I wouldn't be surprised if this trend keeps going.
Yeah, I would hope so eventually. Obviously not tomorrow, but that's something to look forward to.
Right.
Very good. Zolan, thanks very much for the time today.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Once again, that was Zolan Kano-Youngs. For more on his story, you can check out WSJ.com. That wraps things up for this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.